This is KUNM. I'm Chris Poros. Lawmakers in Santa Fe are nearing the halfway point of this 30-day session, and here to talk with us now about what's happening is Gwyneth Dolan. She's covering state government for the People, Power, and Democracy Project. Hey, Gwyneth, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here, Chris.
So you reported that lawmakers this session are considering an independent redistricting commission. Now, that'll give individual voters more influence in elections, but how is that possible? I mean, isn't one vote always one vote?
Yeah, all votes are equal, except some are more equal than others, is how it works. The issue is gerrymandering, and that politicians tend to draw districts that are going to get them reelected rather than that represent distinct parts of the city, people who live in a certain area. So it skews the system.
But aren't there a lot of districts already like that, you know, mostly Democratic or mostly Republican?
Yeah, and some of that is partially just natural. Some areas of the city or parts of the state are naturally one or the other. But New Mexico, like many other states, lets politicians redraw these political boundaries every 10 years after the national census, and the results really depend on who's in power at the time.
So what's the major issue with that?
Well, for one thing, it tends to put the political interests of the people who are in the legislature and who's in the governor's office above everything else. And for another, it means that in practice, this is a kind of a political fight like all our other political fights, and the plan are so political that they either can't get through the legislature or they get vetoed by the governor and they end up in court more often than not.
And that's not a fair solution.
Well, we try to think of judges as being fair, and I'm sure they are, but this isn't what we intended to do, to have one person essentially decide this thing.
And so a commission would do it better?
Well, that's what the sponsors and some good government groups say. They say, let regular people do this and, you know, appoint them from these various bodies and blah, blah, blah. The hope is that a commission of citizens would be less partisan than state lawmakers.
It seems like state lawmakers this year, they're trying to, you know, they're trying to change things more by amending the state constitution. Is that happening? And if so, why?
Well, you know, I haven't done any number crunching on this, but yeah, a lot of the big issues I'm reporting on this session are constitutional amendments. For one thing, a constitutional amendment doesn't have to get signed by the governor, so you get to bypass one step. That eliminates a big hurdle. But also, I think it's a way for lawmakers to distance themselves from an issue by saying, look, all I did was vote to put it to the people.
And is that true?
Sometimes I'm sure it is. But the truth is also that on a lot of these issues, we already know what the voters are going to say because we've done all these polls that show they, you know, for example, overwhelmingly support an ethics commission or they overwhelmingly support a redistricting commission. So if you vote to put it to the people, you know what they're going to say.
And what's the status of all this right now?
Well, on Friday, Representative Carl Trujillo of Santa Fe, but they asked him to simplify it a little bit. It was like 7 pages long. So he's knocked it down to 5 pages. The issue is how much of the information about how this is going to work is going to go in the constitutional amendment, how much is going to be left for lawmakers to figure out later.
Gwyneth Dolan, thank you so much for coming in live. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
People, Power, and Democracy is a collaborative media project between KUNM, New Mexico In Depth, New Mexico Newsport, and New Mexico PBS that explores the influence of money in New Mexico politics. Funding for the project comes from the Thornburg Foundation. You can find out more online at KUNM.org.